dobala na sen na wata sem na sen satpen dobala taki dileyo.
To these fresh appearances, I wish you taji delay.
Tene nga so yun yun da wote nying bari yin yon tene na wata sem nika sar bari.
Our continuum is something old, but the appearance of how we look and our minds are continually fresh. Appearances are appearance emptiness, inseparable. Mind is clarity emptiness, inseparable.
And so they are
fresh. And all feelings are feelings of happiness and suffering. In their nature, they are bliss and emptiness, undifferentiable. And they cannot really be called old or new. They are the equality of old and new. In the true nature of any of everything, there is neither old nor new.
Then is Sanan Sharva Dunde, Malarep and Namtar Duba, Sanan Shopande Hit Jerbare, Tanda Yanja Chick Tanga, Gorchik Tanga Yabre.
Seven
ways things shine inside and out is the Zohar song that I explained to you this morning. So if we sang it now, that would be excellent. Then Gortam Kapjan, Nandong Zogla Te Ramwap Toya,
sing the song, we rest our minds in the appearance of sound, which is sound and emptiness, the sound that the melody is making, and we just rest, relax within that sound and emptiness, then that's Mahamudra meditation, meditating with appearances. If we look back at the true nature of our mind, the different thoughts that arise while we're singing the song and rest in their clarity and emptiness, then that's called meditating with the movement of mind. Either one is good.
Then the young part and this part, younger, low younger, take up so loge, low, low, same young old like Jet and Jut Netonigum, Netonigum.
And sometimes between the verses, between the lines, there are little gaps. And at that time, when you have a gap in your mind, just look at the essence of that and just relax. And that's called meditating on the nature of the mind and rest.
Pardon in the Chakatopa, you know, all a jejeta, Lujeluna, Nyumunga Nelo Gumsur.
And if while you're singing the song, thoughts of passion should arise, then look back at them, at their true nature, let go and relax. That's meditating on the essential nature of the kleshas. So it's like that.
Ha ha. Ya lang ta cha. So, ngay lang yung gom jagando, tanda nga so, ngorta nyambu gom jagde, gom kaka la zo mare.
Before I arrived, you all sat in meditation, so we don't need to have any more meditation like that. We're going to meditate while we sing. Instead of meditating like stones, we're going to meditate while we sing. That's better.
Tene duram ni hyopa de lobjong hajang lobjong bharwa chere hajang bharwa leka hajang bharwa kapso tene nan tho dan jotho ne gomba te yagre khiram bergre.
Here in the 21st century, when there's so much work to do, so much studying to be done, and such a great change in the appearances happening one after the other, then the appropriate types of meditation to concentrate on are meditating with appearances and with the movements of mind. If we can meditate in that way, then our meditation will be good and our knowledge will increase.
Ti jumsen karesena kahi tene doja bandawo sena gombe jiso tene te chatte te lekala samta tene segundo te mongba chagilta. Thank you, Yomar.
And we can see the dangers of meditating like a stone. When you just sit in formal meditation posture and your mind goes blank, and then you have to get up again and you have to actually start thinking and go to work, then some people go like this. They have to like snap themselves out of it. That shows that they've been resting in a dark state of stupidity. That doesn't help. But if you meditate with appearances and you meditate with the movements of mind in the way that I've described, then that won't happen to you. Your knowledge, your prajna won't decrease, it will increase.
Let's... Oh, yes.
The mind itself, Dharmadhatu's luminous expanse, is my explanation that I composed in verses to explain the Dharmadhatu of the 12 sources of consciousness. And so you should sing it again now. The more you sing it, the better you'll understand the verses about the 12 sources of consciousness.
Tene kang deria ta hajang mangbu yinba len deba nyungnyu yinba te tsaba khera re tsaba khera te tene mom den den du som je deba re je pa pot chu ni re hajang mangbu re tsiklok re mang che ba chang lok re tene tsaba khera ra zi ni ke tsab den re ina nyungnyu re tene tsake re nyungnyu re te sena te dang thon ba
There is the tradition of composing short commentaries in verse to explain texts which themselves are written not in verse, but rather are very extensive, written in sentences. For example, the major commentary that explains the meaning of the Prajnaparamita Sutras, which for example, the most extensive one, the Sutra of the Great Mother, fills 12 volumes. So the main commentary that explains that is the Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way by the Protector Nagarjuna. It's quite short in comparison. It's 27 chapters, but there aren't that many verses in each chapter, and it's in verse. So this commentary that I composed here is in harmony following that tradition.
Then it's a low in a low backups are condo, Jiso Kayan and laptop mare. Tiki in and then a lulus in devo. Lot, Gortang devo.
If a commentary is composed in ordinary sentences, then when you're reading it, you can understand it, but then when you close the book and somebody asks you what it says, then you really don't remember. But on the other hand, If a commentary is in verse, and especially if you can sing it, then you can remember it quite easily. You can memorize it.
Tene dhuram ni hyopa, ni hyo tsakik la sohu, de dhuram de lop nikti, lop jung, hindum parvata, tsene hajang parvata, mesen kudroja e mele so rabda prabha dukabri, dukab de la matso la lop jung hajang mangpore, tene computer gegin de so yang, lop jung yanya yanchan mazo na gegin so tokumadu sedo. Then Rabu Turabla, Lobjon Mambo, you Turabla, Tenny, Chuchin Yamni, Tesutani, Lobjon Tesu, Duna Yagri. Duna Jikinja, Lobjon Dan Yambo Chu and Lobjon Zutugri Sambayo.
This 21st century is now a time when, because technology advances so fast, that we all have to study so much just to keep up with what's going on in the world. And in our jobs, and we have to keep learning. For example, people who teach computer classes have to keep studying computers all the time. It's not just enough to learn something and then be able to teach it. They keep having to learn so many new things, or else they can't be teachers anymore. So at a time like this, when we all have so much work to do and so much else to learn, then it's important that Dharma teachings be concise and easy for us to pick up and learn. And if they are, then we can apply them to our work and the other things we have to do in life much more easily.
Tene namba computer gigin kake ke o computer lobjong maze na jiso tene gigin zo thogum da sak na hale song yuma tene karate jumse kara cherang gigin na yuma som ma to kare sen computer lerim sarpa sarpa yumdu tene lobjong maze na higum du.
Some students who were computer teachers told me that they weren't computer teachers anymore, and I said, why? And they said, because I didn't keep up with what was happening new. And this was amazing to me, that somebody could be a teacher and then not be a teacher. And then I didn't understand why until they told me about all the new programs that you have to always continually learn all the time just to keep up with what's happening.
So
this is the age in which we live, and in this type of environment, it's important to have the philosophy of Buddhism explained in a concise way. Because if it's not, then no one has the time to be able to get into it.
Yana jiktinji lobjong computer la soba kanga yana chu lobjong zogondo. Kanga yana yang jiso kayanzo matopa jiktinji leka kanganzo matopa yang kupanda wuchago yisore.
The other alternative would be just to leave computers and everything else completely behind and devote yourself 100% to the study of Dharma. And you could do that, but then when you got yourself back into the world, you wouldn't have a clue as to what was going on. And you'd be a little bit stupid because you wouldn't have an idea about modern technology. So that's not really a good option.
Tengmamangala mochikasija lomachikasigindo. Computer tesola tente tene ma tontha mangbu lekate chuzukhakhe lo zuto gure tesu tenda wo chaga yoyore. Tisena tene chuje lobjong teya nengka dote lela wo mazuna yuma jilu te gure sigindo. Te kapso amcholan ro mazong semna ba mazong inaya tanda haku gure.
Once, a few years ago, a student of mine told me that these days with a computer, you can do the work that used to take many people hundreds of hours to accomplish. You can do it immediately. And along those lines, the student said, Dharma teachings have to be pithy and concise. And if they're not, if they're just spread all over the place and it takes too long to get into them, then people won't pay any attention. They'll just leave it behind. It'll be too late by the time they get to the important points. And at that time, I just listened, but I didn't really sink in. But now it's sunk in, and I know what that person was talking about.
Jumjin tisen na sa nyan dro do chulan ye kapso tarup train thapa lobjon zo thapa sa nyan dro do ye kapso gomyang ja thapa nyambar jo thapa gogdo ta.
So what we need is teachings that we'll be able to remember and apply, whether we're eating something, sleeping, going somewhere, or staying somewhere. In these four kinds of daily activity, we need to have Dharma teachings that we can easily remember and apply right then. And so we need to test ourselves and see if we're able to do that with the Dharma or not.
Te kariyare do gortang la tan yare.
So what's the best, what's the easiest thing you can apply in any of those situations? A song. You can always sing a song.
Sing a song.
Now we'll sing the Mind Itself Dharma Dhatu's Luminous Expanse.
Nam la te chik to sem ya, dratang la te chik to sem ya, patane nam to ngom la che te ta lo ju lo, tene tene yang ge pata ne le pata yong ge de ka zo lu je lu je je ta ko te gom da nyam bo tu sang gom zo nyam de ro tu ge.
While you're singing this song, look at the nature of sound and melody, sound and emptiness, and rest within that. Look back at the thoughts that arise and look at their nature of clarity, emptiness, and rest within that. And in the gaps between the parts of the melody, then just rest within the mind that is at ease. Just let go and relax within that. You can do this looking at appearances, at the movements of mind, and at the resting mind nakedly, and then just let go and relax. Then you'll be meditating at the same time that you are listening and reflecting. This is the way to combine listening, reflecting, and meditating. People might think, well, to meditate on appearances, what's the big deal about that? Because when you just take a quick look at appearances, they seem quite coarse and obvious. But if you investigate a little bit and find the reality, the essential nature of appearances, then that is quite profound. And that's what we're meditating.
Jinchi juni de je tu chuyen de lakbar hina, kan chob je je chuyen dang, pongpong ngayi chuyen yang shigare, kagala lobyong zubu.
If you learn the Dharma Dhatu of the 12 sources of consciousness or ayatanas, you'll also know the Dharma Dhatu of the 18 dhatus or potentials and the 5 skandhas or 5 aggregates. You won't need to study them separately.
Yeva ten do dunan kandere, lutan zok, lutan semje yeva, semda zok yeva la, jeba la gava la, kancho jesu yeva. Dubala Gavala, Chinchi, Juni, Suyavari, Hajang Dubala Gavala, Pombongar Yeva. This and Yeva de Zoktan Semdi Yeva. Zok Semdi Yeva.
All of these are just different ways of classifying body and mind, dividing body and mind into different categories and classifying them. So, for those who like a lot of different categories and extensive explanations, then the 18 dhatus are taught, the 18 potentials. Then for the people kind of in the middle, who like a little bit of extensive explanation, then that's, for them, it's the 12 sources of consciousness. And for the people who like the most concise explanation, it's the 5 aggregates or skandhas.
Deyan dordona zuksem nire, zuk deyan dordona ranga zogdo dochukure, dene ranga semdan ranga luji,
In short, these are different classifications of body and mind. It all comes down to body and mind, matter and mind, you could say. When you analyze matter, then eventually what you've got to get to is an analysis of your own body. What is my own body? What is its true nature? And what is the true nature of my mind? So those are the final points of this analysis.
Rang lu dan sem ge ne lok de hina
If you know the true nature of your own body and your own mind, you'll know the true nature of all sentient beings' bodies and all sentient beings' minds. As the protector Nagarjuna said, the emptiness of one thing is the emptiness of all. So if you know the emptiness of one phenomenon, you know the emptiness of all phenomena, because in emptiness there's no separation.
And
so if you know the true nature, the abiding reality of your body and the abiding reality of your mind, you'll know the abiding reality of all sentient beings' bodies and minds. They're exactly the same.
Then
once you know that, then it'll be easy for you to understand the equality of self and other.
Tīsē nāntā, tāntā tsō sīmni chūyē lōngsā gōrtāng gōrī.
So that's why you should now sing this song, The Mind Itself, Dharmadhati, Luminous Expanse.
Yeah.
Namo Shri.
Tenende kapsa sanjin denpa rabdo jesi yo sejite yang sanga dorje tikpe la dan jengkor da takpa ramjan hipa la yang tene chuyen tope chuji yin de yabu hiko wote tene la dan jengkor yabu hiko re goyisar chuji yin le tangnan hiya chore.
The last line says, may the teachings of the great secret flourish perfectly. The great secret is the secret Vajrayana. It refers to the practices of the deities and the mandalas. And in order to practice these well, it's important to understand about Dharmadhati, because the infinite expanse of deities and their mandalas shine from the energy of luminous clarity that is Dharmadhati. When we know about this luminous clarity and this nature of Dharmadhatu, we'll be able to do these practices well.
Durje tepe la dancheng gorje tanang hyarsurte hyarvi yete chuyeng re chuji ying lang ihime na tanang hyarsur mangbu hye na yang hyetapeng mudo.
The origin, the ground of the
tanang mangbu hye na yang peng mudo.
The origin or the ground of the pure appearances of the deities and their mandalas is the Dharmadhatu, is luminous clarity. And if one does not have certainty in the nature of Dharmadhatu, then one can receive many explanations about the different kinds of pure visions, pure appearances that can manifest, but it isn't of much benefit.
Tena latan jingkon charbi ye chu yin yin ba tan tan nang xian charbi ye chu yin ba se na tena san jin ten ba rab de ji zi ho ji la.
Since the wellspring of the appearances of the deities and the mandalas, the wellspring of pure appearances is Dharmadhatu, then that's why the last line of the song is a prayer for this connection between Vajrayana and understanding the Dharmadhatu to be realized by everyone.
Enum gombo lodobji sanje ji longden be dani jembo lodobji song la tenum kholo parpa gonde la hipeten la so pa toy pe cho maro tam ji cho yure lo ma la ten ba tam ji cho. Then Kolo Parpe Gondrela, Tava Hirab Lasso per Repetore, Kolo Sumba Gondre Jitinji to Tso Tene, Chuin Toba Lasso per Toypetotis.
The author of the text, Praise of Dharmadhatu, is the great Nagarjuna, whose coming was prophesied by the Buddha himself. Nagarjuna composed texts that explain the Buddha, the meaning of the Buddha's teachings in all three turnings of the wheel of Dharma. His texts that explain the meaning of the first turning of the wheel are called the collection of advice, and they include the letter from a spiritual friend and so forth. The writings of Nagarjuna that explain the second turning of the wheel of Dharma are called the collections of reasonings, like the fundamental wisdom of the middle way and so forth. And then those that explain the meaning of the third turning of the wheel of Dharma are called the collection of praises, and these include the praise of Dharmadhatu.
Tene Dorje Tepe, Tene Gondala, Tanta Rambanga.
He also composed commentaries on Vajrayana, which are found in five stages of explanations.
Te nani tandang kolo parpa gondar, dehi nyingbo tenpen dode namji gondar to churpa la, tene to cho chobdoyin je nani tandang karche kyu de chuyeng to pare, chuyeng to pare tene,
And so today, from among the teachings that are the collection of 17 praises that explain the meaning of the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, the most important of these is the praise of Dharmadhatu. And from among this text, some of the most important verses teach the Dharmadhatu of the 12 sources of consciousness. If you understand these well, I think you'll understand the other verses in the text easily.
Tene bodhi hechor chekla, hechor la, hepa kanga, le tangpo pala hechor rabo, trahin trabo he digre. Tene turam deri tunu gogumdo, tene le tangpo pe hechor mayimba. Hechor te tene toram lobra le hechor rabo te zogre. Zavalo, on deva jo yure deva dobre tangpo.
In Tibet, there were different ways of giving explanations. One was to explain every single word to the audience, assuming that the audience was just a bunch of beginners who didn't know anything. And so you go into great detail about every single word. But that's really not a benefit in the modern day because people have more education. So it's not necessary, and it's not necessary to waste all our time doing that. We have the commentary, we have the root verses and the commentary that explains them. We have to read that well ourselves.
Then the Lobjo Mambo said, Sarva Chola, then the Tsava, Lo, Deva Long Rabu, Lohian, the Degisera.
In the modern day, one can read the root verses and the commentary in a form that's basically a transmission, a reading transmission of the commentary. And it's probably the case of most things people can understand it from that.
Tene jiranso jisu, tene yapu lo, tsaba lo, deva lo, kaneto taku.
Later, when you go home, you have to yourself read this again, read the root verses and the commentary well, and see what it means to you.
The
commentary here is by the great Pandit whose name was Shakya Chokden. And so the root verses are by Nagarjuna, the commentary by Panchen Shakya Chokden. We should see what this commentary is like, how he explains it. Other great Tibetan masters compose their own commentaries also.
Chuyin Dorpa Le Jinji Junyi Ji Chuyin Ni Zaba Megdang Zogla Tini Ni Trima Mebe Nangwan Ji Jimin Gakpa Minyi Li Chuyi Yin Ni Rabtuhi.
First root verse explains of the eye, the sources of consciousness that are the eye and the forms that the eye see, reads independent upon eye and form, unstained appearance is manifest. Since these neither arise nor cease, they are Dharma Dhatu, though they are imagined to be otherwise.
Number Hebala Namane Mainte Tona Yopa Yank in the road Tona Zogla Sope Tinchi Tone Tona Yopa Yendo Number Hebala Namane Mainte Do Charab Jepardo Hirab Jetaki Tiena Madrope Meta Zogla Tinine Nam doke trema me bezoke nawa sarvati te nama tela yang da barjeva mijin gakpa me ben tini jinbe tini gakpa me be jum tini le chuji ying ye yinla tisena chu ying yinla tela ji je tope ji je nam do la tene dene zog zo si rab do si hi hen Denbari Kemba Yimbisir, ya. Sabu Yungkuri.
And Panchen Shakya Chokden's commentary reads, the six outer sources of consciousness, such as form and so forth, things that appear to the sense consciousnesses, are not the appearances consciousness of things that actually exist. The reason for this is as follows. Independence upon I and form, which when examined down to the subtlest particle, are found to lack true existence. There is a clear appearance of form that is unstained by concept. So independence upon this I and form, which when you analyze, you find they don't truly exist at all. When you analyze down to the subtlest particle, you don't find any true existence. Nevertheless, independence upon them, there is a clear appearance of form that is unstained by concepts. And at that very time, at the very time this appearance appears, it neither arises nor ceases. And therefore, it is Dharma Dhatu. Even though later thoughts imagine I see form and claim to form as being something that truly exists. It's pretty clear.
Medan Zola Denen Dama Mebe Naman Jimmy Gaba Mini Tujayin Rabdo Hijanazo Tsasum. 3 times.
Let's recite this verse together 3 times.
Nabe jinji dang, dai jinji ji chuin hebani. Datang, nawa latin, number tabi hebasum. Tiny may be chuji yin, todang jebe tubarjo.
To explain the Dharma Dhatu of the sources of consciousness that are sound and the ear, these two, the next root verse reads, independence upon sound and ear, a pure consciousness arises. These three are Dharma Dhatu, free of characteristics. They become hearing when thought of conceptually.
Tene peke la tek de son de da se da du soma kal ko kale ka pore yin ji ke la sar bu zo go gre se gindo ko la bon dok se peke de yin ji ke ni ga hin ni ke se gindo papa so yan yo no so ten san pe ke ni ma go ba ta so yin ji de ni go go dok se yin ji chek sar bu yo ba le do ti se na de ne de hi ja ga ma
In Tibetan, when the root verses are composed, then you have to obey the metrical limitations of the line, and so a lot of words are condensed, and it's very difficult to understand the meaning. But that's not the style in English. The style is you have to write in a way that's clear. And so these days, people who know both languages say it's easier to understand in English than it is in Tibetan. And these days, a lot of the younger Tibetans don't understand the Tibetan verse, but they understand the English verse. So since that's the case, then I don't need to explain a lot about these verses to you.
Tene dratang deva dratang navalatine dai chimchi tang nab chimchi latine tokpe namdo ke number tape namdo ke madrepa namdo ke number tape dra sarva dra sanang ke hipan jong la jong yin la ti che sanang ke hipa Dasa nangi hipa sabar nave, sanangi hipa yota jeba teni, chumbar sepen teni yimeba. Chuji yin yinla. Yina yang te, jiji tokwa da jiji namdoke depe, jiji tokwa da jepe, dra tupari hemba ni dunjuvese, dra tupatan, tea denba, tupandrao. Nangte teni, denginji tokwa jevase.
The commentary reads, in dependence upon sound and ear, the source of consciousness that is sound, the source of consciousness that is the ear, in dependence upon these two, consciousness of a clear appearance of sound arises. And this consciousness is pure in that it is free of thoughts. So this consciousness that perceives the bare sound is unstained, unobscured by concepts. At the very time it occurs, the vividly appearing consciousness, together with its object, meaning the sound, are themselves dharmadhatu, free of any characteristics that would demonstrate them to be otherwise. Later, however, thoughts conceptualize, thinking, I hear a sound. So it's after the perception of sound that where the perception, the perceiving consciousness, and the sound are dharmadhatu. After that, then the thoughts that cling to the sound as being something separate and truly existent out there arise and think, oh, I hear something.
Jada nava ladin nambara dabbe shibasu zanyi mebe chuje Todanjebe
Next verse explains the dharmadhatu of the sources of consciousness that are the nose and the odor that the nose perceives. And so the verse reads, in dependence upon nose and odor comes smelling. It is as with the example of form not existing, and so one thinks that dharmadhatu is the nose-sense consciousness experiencing smell.
Go on, yes. Yeah, that day, what about? Nai jinji tang, di jinji le tene, dhamma nomba tene, zuksu nama la, jenga mepe nguma pe, jetawa te yindu, pe tenpa te yindu, di ngur, di ye, di rangka ngur madrup, Madrupje, nai namhije, teto sohi, chuji yingla, teni do hembar sebe sertang. Sertang, ya.
In dependence upon nose and odor comes smelling. And as with the example of the appearance of form, neither arising nor ceasing, even though smell does not exist in essence, one thinks the nose sense consciousness smelled something. thereby conceiving of Brahmadhatu to be an odor.
Nadan de la denenum, nadan de la denenum, denezuzu mebe, de ye noye nam ye, jude yamando barzu. Ta ji jinji dang, rui jinji ji chuji yin hebani. Ji ran yin tumbani, rui kamjang wimbati, chuji yin jing ui, number heba ne meba.
Then to explain the Dharmadhatu of the tongue and what it tastes, these two sources of consciousness. The text reads, the tongue's nature is emptiness. The object tasted is also voidness. They are of the essence of Dharmadhatu, not the causes of the taste sense consciousness.
Painting Hanjo Jindretsur, Jai Jinji Jirang Yin. Rangung Tungba Nidang Rui Kamjang Rang Yin Jang Rangung Wimbati Rangung Madrupa Wimbati Tetabo Tsi Jinji Dang Nang Jinji Nika Chuji Yin Jung Wimba Tisir Ti Nambari Hibane Jur Neba Ti Nambari Hibba Jur Neba Minjang Mikindang, Dakin Teni, Ti, Nam Hiji, Jotro Payomare, Neba Minjang, Nam Toke, Ted Dembari Him Besser, Nam Toke Him Batam, Mlamdo.
The nature of the tongue is that it is empty of its own essence. The tasted object is void of its own essence as well. These two do not truly exist. Since both are of the essence of Dharmadhatu, they do not abide as the causes of the taste sense consciousness. Since neither the tongue nor what it tastes have any true existence, they can't really be the cause of anything. They can't be the cause of an experience of. They are Dharmadhatu, and they do not therefore abide as the causes of the taste sense consciousness, even though thoughts conceive of them to be some. So our thoughts think that that our tongue and what it tastes are the causes of an experience of the taste sense consciousness, but that's just like in a dream. It's not because the tongue and what it tastes are truly existing. It's just a mistaken.
Then I don't draw me, Jetty Ronyung, Lekari Ronyungri, Jinyung at the Ronyungri. Do draw in a jetty and yell and never chippy chet, Jiyuori, Jim Mambu Yukundo. Ted the Dagmar, as a jetty, then a Ronyungri, Joe the Mapa Ronyungri, George Jet and Dagmar.
As human beings, the work that our tongues perform. Is to taste things. On the other hand, if you look at a snake sticks out its tongue to scare away other animals, like saying, I'm going to hurt you, so it's like a weapon almost, the snake's tongue. But our tongue isn't like that. It's not meant to cause others harm. It's meant to experience inexpressible tastes.
Then in Nazi Ji Wang Buti, Jai Jinji Di Uroon Mandrava Nazo Nyongtukri Uro Thamji Nyongtukri Yang Rangge Rangge Jai Namhi Rangge Ngoo Yang Jai Rangge Ngoo Yang Jai Wangbo Rangge Rangyin Yang Nyongtukri
Jai Wangbo Rangyin
Rangge Rangyin Yang Rangyong Rabu Yure
Jai
Namhi Jai Wangbo
Jai Wangbo Gi Rangyin Yang
Oh,
And so our tongue can experience many different kinds of tastes, and our tongue sense consciousness experiences not only these tastes, but the quality of what our tongue is like. So it experiences itself.
地王部的所结个样日在用的，所结地王部的，所结绿结王部的，地日在用用途的，若样用途的，地王地地样我们在进步的，还讲也不对的。
From one perspective, our tongue is the tongue sense faculty that perceives tastes. But from another perspective, it's also the body sense faculty that can perceive different kinds of contact. So our tongue is wonderful in that way. It can do all these different things. It's fantastic.
地王不得若那座，若那座若么着吧那座用途的，得大娘的日常用途的。
So the tongue can taste all different kinds of tastes, and it can perceive all different kinds of tactile sensations too. It's very useful.
对，接着也不接。That's why it's so good。今夜人间东半夜，若夜看见我们把拒绝迎接我，能不能多把那么把？啊，不，如今我等，但如今经济的日子经济就缺一些吧。但不，如今我等日子经济存钱的。
The next verse explains the dharmadhatu of the sources of consciousness that are the body and what the body comes into contact with. And so it says, the pure body's essence, the characteristics of the condition that is the object touched, and that which is free of these conditions, these are called dharmadhatu.
当本金像就跟着做呢，当呢，多着打扮，多着我们不，多没不留着，没那么着，留着我们人心当。第一打扮，多着打扮，多着嘛着不，多着打扮，日子渐渐成年的日子多没吧，没那么着。今天大来呢，今天来呢，昨晚就不留着那么的些吧，松个。 就这应该，什么个？就这应说是这亚大接送，就这帮说，这人就这帮是就的，就这应说是，原本是不写的呀，就这帮，就这帮，就这帮。
Panchen Chakya Chokden's commentary reads, if one investigates, one finds that the body is pure and that it is free of particles. So the body is actually not made of matter. It's just like the body that appears in the dream. It's not composed of anything, and therefore it's pure. The pure body's essence, the specific characteristics of the object touched, the object that we come into contact with is the same. It's not made of matter. You can't find a single existent particle of matter anywhere. And so the object that you come into contact with your body is also just like an object in the dream. So therefore, it's pure for the same reason. It's pure because it's not made of anything. Free of particles. So these two, and the body sense consciousness that is free of these causal conditions because they don't really exist, so it doesn't really arise from them, all three are called dharmadhatu.
你得看这打巴的，那那，那这打巴的，这打巴的，都听这打巴，都听这文巴拉古巴的。
There are different kinds of purity that can be described, and here the emphasis is on purity that means not made of anything, not made of a material substance, so it's free of material particles.
And
the example that shows us how this is possible is the example of a dream. In a dream, the body is not made of anything. There's no matter in the body. There's no matter in what the body comes into contact with, but there can be appearance of contact with an object. That's just how it is during.
Wangbo Luja Wangbote had a judge and bought a Kasakani Rezan Ritu. Go Chetomni, Semi Bad, Zumu Bad, Ganga Rezanumu.
From among the five sense faculties, the body sense faculty is the biggest. The eye sense faculties and the ear sense faculties are small in comparison, but the body sense faculty pervades the whole body and can experience contact all the way from the crown of your head down to the bottom of your toes.
Then rigza kha khe sala yo banda wo yure rigza kha khe nang le yure.
Also, it seems like some contact is coming from the outside and some comes from the inside.
Then da wo la ya bo sam no tang na den yang ton tam ba den ba tok pa la ya tha nye wo lo.
Think about this well, then again you will arrive closer at an understanding of genuine reality.
Then the result is all a nangi yeva mangbu yere, one belong the same log sena, then the hajang mangbu chagri, lobjong mangbu zukoyere.
Correct.
Meme danda zukra teru rigzatazo, yeva mangbure.
Within, in general, the five sense objects of sight, sound, smells, tastes, and tactile sensations, there are many different explanations of them in the tradition of the Abhidharma, in the tradition of valid cognition, the study of the science of mind, and so forth. There's a lot of study that can be done about these different classifications.
To come there, Tengo Mabe Sakundi Tengdo, then a jamso, Sondram Seminando, Mutso, Jervula Joke, Jervula Nyar, Jervula Dogundo Te, so were resigning here. See, Rigza, longer Rigza, Sadranga Rigza to Zunyungo, Mutso Rigza La Yanga Wikitago.
These days, on this planet, all over this planet where there's neither top nor bottom on the planet at all, people go to beaches and strip naked and run around on the beach and go swimming in the ocean. And that's because they like to experience all different kinds of contact with their body. They like the contact of the sand, they like the contact of the water, the wind, the hot and the cold. They like to experience all different kinds of contact.
Then the Zubu Chahiti la shop, you know, Rixairak, Yakpunyong to Kumado. Then a shop, Zanikumdo. Shop, said it, Zoshop, Zomola shop. Shop, Shop, Zosh. Then a Rixania, Yakpunyong to Kumado, some longer Rixatus.
And if part of your body is covered when you're having all these feelings, then you can't feel very much on that part. So that's why they go with no covering at all. And you get to experience the whole thing very nicely.
Then they young Kiransu, then they Panjur Chambore, some men board the sola, then it's how Chotsawanan and the young Ramon and Junya, the Tanta Somambo do the Rexanuya, the Tamambo.
And if you go to a fancy swimming club, then they have hot tubs and they have cold dips afterwards. So you go in the really hot water and then you go in the ice cold water and then you can go back in a normal swimming pool. And you keep doing that because people like to have these different feelings of first hot and really cold and hot and different.
Tendra within it, Dorji Tekbalola, Ronyon Jijoba, Zona, Tendra Gugno. Tendra with the Poland Tunyo, Marcheran Sola, Ronyon Jijoba, Zoya, Tunyabuto.
And that's in fact, those kinds of clubs are very conducive to the practice of equal taste. Because you can experience the heat and the cold and then meditate on the equal taste of heat and cold. In Tibet, we didn't have those type of conducive conditions. This kind of practice, but you have them, so you're very
fortunate.
These days, these modern countries are countries where it's easy to practice the conduct of equal taste.
Next
verse explains the Dharma Dhatu of the mind and the phenomena that mind perceives, the mental consciousness. The phenomena that appear to the mental consciousness are conceptualized and then superimposed. Abandoning this, know precisely that phenomena lack inherent nature and meditate on this as Dharma Dhatu.
Pinji Shang Chojin Tetsu Gunzo do Tanido, Yedang Chulatin, Yedin number Hippa Tsovur Chirte, Tsovur Churpate, Tsovur Chigri. Tela Name, Namhi Tela Name, Name, Chu Namla.
And Panchen Chagya Chogyam's commentary reads, in apparent reality, relative reality, independence upon the mental sense faculty and a phenomenon, mental consciousness arises. So when the mental sense faculty comes into contact with a phenomenon, either on the outside or the inside, then that can produce all of the six consciousnesses, but mainly the mental consciousness, the sixth one. One thinks that the particular phenomenon appearing to the mental consciousness is this or that.
Is this.
And creates a conventional label for this phenomenon whose existence one has superimposed onto genuine reality. So what this means is that first you conceive of the phenomenon and then you superimpose its existence onto genuine reality. However, that phenomenon not exist as concepts believe that it does.
That's what Lingso.
Yezu jirbe jnam la todan da ba nam ba ni jnam ran ye me ba ni jye yezu gombar za
te jisu jisu jiran sam rama si jisu lo Samsung Lando, the G Doctor, Tadanga Jimas. Taksa Loyong.
Let's read this verse together three times.
Niba, Ton de Bala, Dudunla, Nante Chuji Yens of Gombatang, Teta Nante Chuji Yens of Gombe, Chuji Yens in Tini, Tini Zogbarton, Nile Tangbuni, Sosor Topi Hirabje. Tendan juzi ji sozo to bi hirab ji kunzub ji chu na no zok so da te da ter he ba nam bar pang ne zok so ji chu nam ran yi me ba ni do hi bar se na gom bar sa u ji te nam hi cho ro ga na ni gong nam hi la nam do yo ma re gom ja ga ma re gom ja ya to so yi ji nam ki ji ja go do de ka so yi da chu ji jin ji ji ka so gom ba ten ba re Tijum tinya haku gugude, maje buzo gugude.
Gome nam shite, nam kong mebe che na gom jag.
Gom jag, togu mendo, jag gugu mendo, nam do mendo, torza mendo, jag gugu mendo, yeji nam shite gom jag.
And the last paragraph here describes how to meditate on everything that appears. As Dharma Dhatu, so it goes with all the verses that came before. And so it says, having used one's discriminating intelligence to abandon completely the activity of conceptualizing the phenomena of apparent reality, like forms and so forth, to be this and that, know that all phenomena, forms and everything else, lack inherent nature and meditate. Mainly what we meditate on, what we direct the focus of our meditation to is the mental consciousness. Because the other five consciousnesses don't think, they don't conceptualize. And so there's no need to have anything be liberated there. But we need to gain liberation from this habit of our confused thoughts, and so we meditate focused on the thoughts that the mental consciousness projects.
Then, oh, the Dachu, Chain to Barang, Tiki, Jinji, Tiki, Dang, Derwa, Kankalota.
So now I've finished reading to you the verses from the praise of Dharma Dachu about the 12 sources of consciousness and the Dharma Dachu of the 12 sources of consciousness.
Then, Simni Chuin Long Sali. Making daki, making daki, nil zipper, nil nil jepper, nam hit the jepper, so said it to get it is you, Shirasaku.
And the mind itself, Dharma Dhatu's luminous expanse, goes through very clearly by distinguishing the focal condition, which is the object perceived. And the empowering condition, which is the sense faculty, and the consciousness that arises from these two conditions coming together. And so it makes it very clear.
Then the two enter parallel, making Daki Namki some Nambuhegito, the capsule, and the same two in Lansala, Soso, La Tseke, Zupesena, Asapur.
In the praise of Dharma Dhatu itself, the consciousness and the two conditions it comes from, the sense faculty that is the empowering condition and the object that is the focal condition, it's all mixed together in the verse. But here, in this mind itself, Dharma Dhatu's luminous expanse, they're all separated out one by one, so it's much easier to understand.
Tene sang chutu chutu ni re ni te la tene charan so kan ha ma go na traba so traba ta te la tene de khe so kre ha ko bala tene khe ba ja na peng mo do e thoram lo de lo so so ko
so tomorrow we have two teaching sessions and you should look this over and then tomorrow during our two sessions, you can ask questions about things that are unclear. And whatever is unclear to you, I will go into more detail and explain. That's a better way, that's the style of the modern universities, because then we won't waste time in me explaining to you things that you already understand. So you can look at it and ask questions about things you don't understand, and then we'll focus on that.
Now we
should sing the song that was sung by the Lord of Yogis, Milarepa, called The Ultimate View, Meditation, Conduct, and Fruition, because the view expressed in this song and the view of the phrase of Dharma Dhatu are the same.
Then Milarepa Tawa tongba yi xie gomba wai san zi mi sung re chu yeng tue ba le yang chu ji yeng de chu yeng de wai san le xie gire sa tong yin mi le xie gire.
One reason for that is, as Milarepa sings, the view is original wisdom, which is empty, meditation, clear light, free of fixation. Well, this is the view of the praise of Dharma Dhatu, because the 12 sources of consciousness are Dharma Dhatu, and Dharma Dhatu is luminous clarity. It is clarity and emptiness, luminosity and emptiness
undifferential.
And it's important for us to see for ourselves how texts like praise of Dharma Dhatu are in harmony with the words sung by the Lord, the greatest of all the Siddhas.
Sing a song. Then sang.
Tomorrow, then in the two sessions, you can ask questions.
Then dandang goi, gola tapa, dang, keba, zogumdo, jiso, mowa dang, mulam de maja, jagmara sagrete, heta kaheji luxure.
We didn't start with an opening prayer, and if we don't end with a dedication, that's not something unusual in many Shedras, monastic universities. That's the way they study also.
Kheda khakhe gongola sheba mangbo jagare jiso monada trahi zore sheba kheda khakhe lamsang khegre.
And some Shedras, monastic colleges, then they have a lot of recitation in the beginning and the end, but then there's not much time for the explanation in the middle. So other ones just get right into it.
Then the Drupa Jangi Mangu Mangu, the Kishing Hira Mangu Chagre, then the Tanta Hia La Le La Wachagre, Yang Nontro Yunaya, and Tongi Mangu Yunkre. This is the Tanta Tukabia Bodo. Lo Mangu Mangu Jury, the Tabatungu Yikit. Raba, the Tanta Kishing Mangu Mangu Dogre, Yang Mangbala, Jurko Kodona Jurhe.
Some of these songs, like The Ultimate View, Meditation, Conduct, and Fruition, were translated many years ago. And nowadays, there are many more people who know Tibetan and who are excellent practitioners, who've studied a lot, who've done a lot of practice, and so it's easy to spot if things need to be changed. And if they do, then we can change it.
Tene ten san thoram lobdala lobyong sene, Dr. Zongyang, hita mangbo hiri ten san.
There are a lot more people who have graduated with doctorates in Buddhism too, so people can...
Takra tang mambu yore. Tendete chirang so samno tang te sang traba so cho tanda lam sang traba tu chu ya ma do zon ping do.
So you should think about it tonight and then tomorrow ask your questions. Now there's really time for questions and it wouldn't be a benefit because you need the time to go over it and think about it.
Tetar la so.
It's like that.
Tetsung yun na tre chukure yang chubing to yipa la gakwa yun na yang jya chukure.
If you have doubts about this text, the phrase of Dharmadhati, you can ask questions about it. If you think it's wrong and you want to refute it, then you're also allowed to voice your objections.
In Tibetan,
the tradition was when people debated, they clapped their hands and they stomped their feet, but I don't like that tradition. So we won't do that. Because these days, if you debate with somebody in the West and you come and you're debating with them and you clap your hands in front of their face and stomp your feet, then they'll think you're a jerk.
Then Omaha, the Seja America, Insari Gelong Tin Tong Song Co, Low Gola Love Jones of Ayse, Acho Low Gola Love Jones, Yapochong Dogse, Ah Yapochong Masos, Carrizel, then a court to a Pajap, Mokus, Reserva, the Maris, Maris, but the recent Labdogovaji Chas on Chalang Hills on Taco Tolando, say. Then the Wolla Gudo.
Once in America, I met a monk. He had spent 9 years studying in one of the traditional monastic colleges in India. And I said, oh, you studied for 9 years. That's great. You must have really learned a lot. And he said, no, it was a total waste of time. And I said, why was it a waste of time? He says, because now I just have this habit. Whenever somebody says it's like this, then I say, no, it's not. It's like that. And if somebody says this is here, then I say, no, it's not. It's not here at all. And I just have this habit in my mind. Whatever somebody says, I want to debate with them. I just wasted my time.
So that's
how it is.
They said not then.
That's why we don't need to clap our hands and stomp our feet.
Ha ha ha. Yeah.